may join this program by calling in 1-800-313-9443. We started off talking about Supreme Court decisions, and we changed our base a little bit and started talking about preparation for self-sufficient living. I'd like to go back and talk about some of those Supreme Court decisions because I think they're really important. And there's one called Shuttlesworth versus Birmingham. That's cite of that one is 373 U.S. 262. And it says, the Supreme Court saying, if the state converts a liberty into a privilege, the citizen can engage in the right with impunity. Now, that's what the Supreme Court says, but however, some of these lower courts aren't going along with that any longer, and they seem to want to deliver tyranny because you exercise some of your rights. Now, there's another Supreme Court decision, U.S. versus Bishop. That site is 412 U.S. 346. And it says very clearly, if you have relied on prior decisions of the Supreme Court, you have a perfect defense for willfulness. See, you have to not accidentally break a law, but you have to intend to break a law. At least it used to be that way. I think now they have a more liberal attitude towards it. We must remember that the neocons are the paleo-communists. Here's another Supreme Court decision. Boyd versus the U.S. B-O-Y-D. And the site on that is 116 U.S. 616. And it says, constitutional provisions for the security of person and property should be liberally construed. The court is to protect against any encroachment of a constitutionally secured liberty. But they sure don't seem to be following that. Now, we hear about the Miranda warnings, and that comes from Miranda versus Arizona. The site on that was 384 U.S. 436. And it says, where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation that would abrogate them. Yet we see that happen with some regularity. Then there's another Supreme Court decision, Breyer versus the U.S., 273 U.S. 28. It says, regarding unlawful search and seizure, rights must be interpreted in favor of the citizen. Constitutional provisions for the security of the person and property are to be liberally construed, and it is the duty of the court to be watchful for the constitutional rights of the citizen, and against any stealthy encroachment thereon. Well, that sure seems to have fallen by the wayside. They're not looking out for us anymore. They're looking for ways that they can mince words and shave the law, suck the after-tax dollars right out of our pocket. It's like that. It's like the law that you break when you come up to the stop sign and you think you've stopped, but they can notice that your tires were turning at a rate of 1 millimeter per day, and so it's technically not really a stop, and they get to suck those after-tax dollars right out of your pocket. Now, when you're driving down the road, you look up in that rearview mirror. I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Oh. All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
That are really quite relevant to you and I as patriots. And there's Norton versus Shelby County, 118 U.S. 425, where it says an unconstitutional act is not a law. It confers no rights. It imposes no duty. It affords no protection. It creates no office. It is in legal contemplation as inoperative as though it had never been passed. Now, here's some really good ones here. All three of these are applicable to what I'm going to say next. Owen versus Independence, Bain versus Thibodeau, and Hafer versus Milo. Under that, when we find out that officers of the court have no immunity from liability when violating a constitutional right and may be held personally liable for damages under 42 U.S.C.A. 1983. Or they are deemed to know the law, and knowing that they will be liable for injurious conduct creates incentive for officials to err on the side of protecting citizens' constitutional rights. Then there's Memphis Bank and Trust versus the state of Tennessee at L. Gardner. That's 459 U.S. 392, 103-SCT-692. Title 31, USC, Section 742. And I quote, except as otherwise provided by law, all stocks, bonds, treasury notes, and other obligations of the United States shall be exempt from taxation by or under state or municipal or local authority. This exemption extends to every form of taxation that would require that either the obligation or the interest thereon, or both, be considered directly or indirectly in the computation of a tax. Gee, that's interesting, isn't it? Then there's Rushever versus Union Pacific. And this was an important piece of law, 240 U.S. 1. This was from 1915. And it says there, the rule of apportionment still applies to direct taxation. The 16th Amendment did not give Congress any new taxing authority over the state. Yeah, that's a Supreme Court decision, says that. Then there's Bailey versus Alabama, 219 U.S. 219 of the year 1911. And it says there, the right to work and own the property of one's labor is an unalienable right protected under the 1st, 13th, and 14th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. We've got Frank from West Virginia waiting on the line. Speak up for me, would you, Frank, because I'm having a little trouble hearing tonight.
Yes, I certainly will. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. This question is in regards to right to travel. Now, I've been looking for ways to travel with the ownership of my car, either as some type of a venue other than owned by the state. And I understand the corporate structure and how it's set up to own our cars and put us as, or rather as trustees.
Over again, please. Frank from West Virginia, can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me, bud?
I can hear you, friend. Can you hear me
okay.
Now?
Would you start over again? We got cut off there.
Okay. Yes, I'll try to make it a little briefer. Basically, I was pulled over for an expired license tag, the yearly tax that they charge us for renting their motor vehicle. After I'd witnessed the same deputy commit two more major infractions in front of me, and he eventually got behind me and happened to see that I had an expired tag. So anyhow, at this point, he asked me for my driver's license, and I asked him if I was under arrest or if I was free to go. He said, no, you're not under arrest. You're not free to go. You're being detained. I said, I can't proceed without assistance of counsel. And so, anyhow, he still went through with his spiel and told me to give me his license and so forth, so I complied. After waiting for over half an hour, he finally came back with a ticket and said that my tag was expired, which I already knew that. And anyhow, at this point, he told me to sign the ticket. And I told me that my legal counsel tells me not to sign any contracts without his being able to review it first and without my full understanding, and I don't know what it is that I'm signing. And he told me if I don't sign it, then he's going to arrest me and take me downtown, put me in jail. And I said, very politely, well, I certainly don't want to be arrested. And so I went ahead and signed the ticket.
Did you put the word initials UD after it?
Yes, I did, under duress and coercion. And then on top of that, on top of my appellation, I put without prejudice UCC 1-207. Handed it back to him. He gave me a copy. On that ticket, it says that I have agreed with that signature to appear before the court before or on the day of June 5th. And I was thinking, I was trying to look at my options at this point, see if I have any other than just going along with the same game that I've bought into over the years and just going ahead and continuing get that sticker taken care of and going before the court and just simply asking for a reprieve of the judgment since I went ahead and had the tax rent taken care of. But at this point, I'm just wondering if I can appear at the court at a previous date to June 5th while this man is working, possibly. He told me to sign it and show up. Well, if I show up and he doesn't, wouldn't the case have to be dropped for his failure to show?
You're on some shaky ground. You've got the right to travel. But they want to tell you that you're not traveling because the turning of that steering wheel in your vehicle and pushing on the gas pedal is not traveling, that's driving.
Right.
And driving comes from, well, it antedates automobile. You used to have, if you had a team of horses out on the roads and you were using them to make a living, then you were driving.
Mm-hmm.
You were selling out of a wagon or something like that. That was driving. But if you just had your stuff in your wagon going up or down the road, not selling.
Mm-hmm.
Not using it for commerce.
Right.
Then that was just traveling, and you have every right in the world to do it.
I agree.
Well, let
I
me
agree.
Cover one more of these, a couple more of these Supreme Court decisions. Here's one I think you're going to think is relevant. I hope you've got paper and pencil here.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, Robertson versus the Department of Public Works. That's 180 Wash 133, 147.
Could you repeat those numbers one more time?
180 Wash, like in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
133, 147.
Okay.
Justice Tolman stated, "Complete freedom of the highways is so old and well established, a blessing that we have forgotten the days of the robber barons and toll roads, and yet." Under an act like this, arbitrarily administered, the highways can be completely monopolized if, through lack of interest, the people submit. Then they may look to see the most sacred of their liberties taken from them one by one by more or less rapid encroachment. Here's another one, Thompson versus Smith. That's 154 FE 579. Okay, we got a break coming up here. Hold on a minute, Frank. We'll be right back. We'll finish this up. Please stay tuned, folks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Welcome back to Radically Right. We've got Frank from West Virginia on the phone, and some of his questions fit right in with the Supreme Court decisions that we've been talking about. Frank, here's another one for you. Thompson versus Smith. 154, S like in Sally, E like in elephant, 579. Now, this is an important decision. It says that the right of the citizen to travel upon the public highways and to transport his property thereon, either by horse-drawn carriage or by automobile, not a mere privilege which a city can prohibit or permit at will, but a common right, which he has under the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In the several states of America, driver's licenses were issued to those who use the public highways and byways in the pursuit of commerce. Now, every individual has the right to travel and to take his property thereon, but those who wish to use the common roads for business had to obtain a license. Now, there is a distinction between the two words, traveler and driver.
Yes.
And according to Bouvier's Law Dictionary, 1914 edition, on page 940, we find a driver defined. That dictionary says, a driver is one employed in conducting a coach, carriage, wagon, or other vehicle. Those who are not employed in the use of the highways are just traveling, which is the exercise of a right. And government has confounded the issue by requiring commercial driver's license. This presumes that ordinary driver's licenses are not commercial, and that the steady and stealthy encroachment of a constitutional right are broadened again.
Yes, if I can make a note, I didn't give him a state driver's license. I gave him a driver's license under a separate sovereign government apart from the U.S. corporate government or the state corporate government. So he didn't charge me with anything concerning my license, but he did concerning the sticker on the back of the, which would be the property tax, which I'm guessing would still fall under these same premises, these same the right to travel.
Well, it sure seems to me that you own that vehicle. You
yes.
paid for it, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Since you paid for it, you own it, why do you have to have permission from them to own it?
Very well.
I'd like to own that vehicle.
Very, very good point. Very good point. That's something I certainly will look up, and I'll bring to the court hearing, and I'll report back after the findings, which should be rather soon, the next week or two, since I have to do that by the 5th.
It's hard to do anything without a lawyer these days. Are you gonna be a pro se litigant?
Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes that being a pro se litigant gets things said that you really want said, whereas your own lawyer will tell you, "Oh no, you gotta just lay down and let them do it to you."
Exactly. That's why I'm going to do it myself. And plus, since it's just a traffic violation, I won't be seeking any other legal counsel from a lawyer. I don't think that anybody would know as much as you and several books that I have, and I'll spend some time in the law library over next week.
But you know, there's a really nice book that I've got. It's called The Outlaw's Bible, and it tells about how to get yourself through the system, what they can do to you and what they can't do to you.
The Outlaw's Bible, you say?
Yes, it's called The Outlaw's Bible.
Do you know the author's name? I'll look that up.
Well, let's see if it's right here.
Or if it's for sale on your website.
No, I don't have that for sale. It's just a good book. Yeah, The Outlaw's Bible, here it is. And it is by a guy called himself E.X. Boozy. So he used to be an alcoholic, and he's cleaned up his act, and he's been through the system enough times that he had something to say to help people out.
Well, that sounds like a good one to buy. I think I'll do that. And can you spell that last name for me? I couldn't hear it very clearly.
Boozy. B like in boy. O-O-Z-I-E.
Okay. All right, I'll certainly I'll look for that and purchase that as soon as possible. And I appreciate your help. That's in bringing up those precedents on that. I'll look those up as well. So I'll let
you know
how it goes.
There was a recent Supreme Court decision just a few years ago that said we don't honor any Supreme Court decisions that were made before 1933.
Mm.
I don't know how they can do that, but that's truth of the matter.
Oh, kangaroo court would
yes,
say something
exactly
like that.
Yes, kangaroo court. That were where the kangaroos are the engineers on the train as you're getting railroaded. Okay, thank you very much, Frank. We appreciate your call. We're going to be back in just a few moments here. We got our half-hour break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back. We've been talking about some Supreme Court decisions, some relevant ones. Things that are relevant to the Constitution. And I'd like to bring up the Seventh Amendment to the Constitution for the United States of America, the one that promises that the common law would always prevail. Yet, common pleas courts have literally disappeared, supplanted by state law, statute law. In these maritime or admiralty jurisdiction courts, the proceedings seem strange to those who understand constitutional guarantees and find them denied in that jurisdiction. Between maritime and commercial law, ignorant sovereigns are ground to poverty and sometimes penitentiary, slavery. Because of their four-color flag, the red, white, and the blue, with gold fringe, changed the jurisdiction to admiralty, and sovereign free people do not belong there. If we could only file a common law abatement to keep these rascals at bay. Writs are important. Writs of subpoena. All kinds of writs of mandamus. all have to be exceedingly careful as to which documents we affix our signature. Big Brother government was once our public servant, and as such had a fiduciary responsibility not to trick the free people out of their rights. Failure to disclose the grave implication in these adhesion contracts is a fraud, and therefore they can be repudiated with just cause. One of the ways to prevent lapses from occurring is to precede each contractual signature with a phrase that indicates all rights reserved. Now, we just talked to Ted from, I think it was Ted up in Alaska that was talking about when he signed, he put down without prejudice UCC 1-207. And in the Universal Commercial Code, it says that a person may retain their rights by doing just exactly that. The words without prejudice means you're not prejudicing your constitutional rights, because you do have a right to sign them away if you want. It would be a stupid thing to do, but you have the right to do that. And the affixation of a signature does not surrender any rights in that case. And it's I would recommend that you get a little rubber stamp that says, without prejudice, UCC 1-207. I got one that I can palm right in my hand, and they don't even see that it's part of the document because it's typed just like the rest of the stuff. It's not something you've handwritten in. Since most of America was duped into joining the United States of America jurisdiction, most of America needs to opt out. And fraud makes the enforcement of such a contract unlawful, and running the assumption that people don't need to know that they were giving up critical rights is a dirty little secret that voids such fallacious contracts that are literally no more or less than fraud. And it doesn't take much extrapolation to see that public servants who connive to deprive free people of their God-given rights should face treason charges. Those unalienable rights are sacrosanct, and no one may put a lien against them, let alone defraud the people at a wholesale level. Yes, that's what every free person must guard against. A free man can sign away his rights. And this can come at a time when a person is being intimidated by some officer to sign something with which they disagree. And if the pressure is too great, do like he did. Try to fix the initials UD after your signature so you can show in court that it was done under duress and that's the same thing as not signing. Tread cautiously in the government jungle. There are many snakes in the grass, and most of them believe they are public masters, not servants, masters. We got Tom from Florida. Tom, I'm having a little trouble hearing, so speak up for me, would you please? Tom from Florida?
Hello?
Yes, Tom, go ahead.
Your audio is terrible. What are you, on a cell phone?
No, I'm not on a cell phone.
A few years ago, our supposed Supreme Court said that they only answer to an international court now.
Yeah.
And your right of redress, as I saw it on a video, they were tearing the people's papers up, throwing them in their face, throwing them up in the air, or not even taking them at all.
Well, I think we have to agree with the Founding Fathers that said if you let your liberties slip through your fingers, they may have to be repurchased at the price of treasure and toil, even blood and life.
Bush and Cheney have got people out right now buying up private and family-owned ammunition factories.
They're not going to get mine.
No, I'm not talking about that. I said that Bush and Cheney are out right now buying ammunition factories up in this country.
You know, it doesn't take too much for you to have one of those ammunition factories. It's easy enough. All you got to do is buy the reloading equipment. And they come in quite a range of prices.
I just wanted to relay some information to you. Who am I talking to?
My name is Jack Otto.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Tom. Here we are. Are we free people, or are we the subjects of an all-powerful super state that has the right to tell you what's good for you? Can they really twist that Constitution and say it doesn't apply to you anymore? They seem to be doing it, getting away with it. When the truth of the matter is, they should be brought up on charges. If we are free people, and government was put together, like it says in our Declaration of Independence, and they're way out of line. And the punishment for what they're doing, which is treason, the punishment is capital. And I'd like to see some of these guys charged and tried. Of course, the nice Yiddish boys that are holding office when you go up before the nice Yiddish judge will see it their way, won't they? It doesn't make you really feel like you're free people anymore. And I personally would like get back to that notion of being free. You know, it is liberty that gives us the sweetness, the savor of life. And liberty is where you get to make choices. And we find that we have less and less choices that we can make. We find that we must get permits from government for just about anything we're going to do. You know, you got to ask yourself, how did these public servants license our rights and sell them to us? You know, I wonder, would it be a revolution to overthrow the feds and return to the Constitution? There was somebody that once said that war is when the government decides who are our enemy. Revolution is when we do. I think about so many things that have been done so wrong. Now, most of the people do not realize that the folks in New Orleans were disarmed by our military in direct violation of posse comitatus. And it's a shame, because people just didn't seem to stand up. The founding fathers gave us that Second Amendment to fight tyranny. It wasn't for hunting game or self-defense. Let me quote that Second Amendment. The militia being necessary. Well, wait a second. I thought militia was a bad word. We're not supposed to say that. We're not supposed to think we're part of that. The militia being necessary for the security of a free state. The right of the people to own and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's yet. It happens all the time. Now, with cheap excuses, too. Now, we got to take guns away from people. We got to do it for the children. You know what? There are very few people, very few children that are killed each year by guns. Very few. And if government was really interested in taking guns away because they cared about children so much, they'd put twice as much money into warning us about those 5-gallon buckets with a little water in the bottom. Because twice as many children die each year from these buckets with a little water down in the bottom. They fall into it, and they can't get back out, and they are killed. But yet we don't see much television and newspaper and magazine publishing the information to protect people from these 5-gallon buckets, which are twice as dangerous to the children. Yeah, we're free to do like we're told. And it seems like inflation is making poverty more expensive. Inflation has made it so that we could hardly afford poverty. So we see we're faced with this Gestapo. It seems to walk that thin blue line between treason, tyranny. And I really would like to know, when did our public servants become masters? You know, I know too much about what's going on not to be a conspiracy theorist. If you're afraid of your government, not really free. I would really like to see them legalize freedom. You know, isn't the second permit enough? Here in Michigan, our Constitution is even stronger than the federal Constitution. In our Constitution, when it talks about your right to own and bear arms, it says very clearly, every man has a right to own and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state. But if you don't get a permit, even though the Constitution says that you got a right, if you don't get a permit to carry, they ruin your life. They will throw you in prison for executing one of your rights. I still say it again and again. Isn't that second permit enough? We are on the very precipice. Are we really free people? Or are we the subjects of an all-powerful super state that really does have the right to run you, tell you what to do? It was a guy named O'Rourke that once said, giving money and power to government is like giving whiskey and car keys teenage boys. When do we say enough is enough? When do we start acting like men? Like we got a pair? There's so many people that cower and shrink back. And I think so often about the works of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who wrote the great tome Gulag Archipelago that detailed the accounts of the tyranny in the Soviet Union under the USSR's Yiddish regime. In his book, he said, and I quote, how we burned in the prison camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive? Or if during periods of mass arrest, people had not simply sat in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. We cowered back. We were afraid we'd be next. We hoped it would all blow over. Once we were enslaved, well, we thought of all the things we could have done to stop them. I hear music coming in. We're going to have a break. This is our last break. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned and listen to our sponsors.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to Radically Right. This is Jack Otto, your host for this evening. We've been talking about some of the laws and the Supreme Court decisions associated with them that really are kind of relevant. And there was one of the gentlemen that called earlier and talked about the importance of property. And he noted that passage in the Declaration of Independence that talked about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I mentioned to him that that word happiness was originally property. And property is important. And I'd like to quote our second president, John Adams. He said, and I quote, "The moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God, that there is not a force of law and public justice to protect it, anarchy and tyranny commence. Property must be sacred or liberty cannot exist." And he sure was right. Now, here in Michigan, they had a recent change in the law. See, you were not allowed to defend yourself with a firearm, even in your own home. It had to be that they backed you clear up into a place where you had no escape and still were coming at you to harm you. Well, we have a new law that says we can protect ourselves and our property. But there was a prosecutor here in the Detroit area that said life is so much more important than property that you shouldn't be able to shoot somebody just because they're breaking in and trying to steal your stuff. But the truth of the matter is we spend almost all of our lives working trying to get a little bit of property. And when somebody comes along and steals your property, they've stolen a good piece of your life. You think back in the old days when the man had a horse and he was out on the range. They used to hang horse thieves. The reason is, if you stole somebody's horse out there, probably killed them. I say again and again, we are on the very precipice of finding out whether or not we are truly free people or the subjects of an all-powerful super state. Let me remind you once again that freedom isn't free. Somebody's got to pay to bring this to you. I know John Stadtmiller isn't getting any money from me. I don't have it to send to him. But yet, shortwave, satellite, internet, people in the office, telephones, electricity. They've got to eat, too. Since freedom isn't free, I'm going to ask you to dig in your pocket and do what you can. Send John Stadtmiller some money at 1015 South Main, Suite 100. That's in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. At Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Main, Suite 100. Found in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. If you want to talk to me at home, my home phone number is area code 313-582-2481. I hear the closing music. Thank you for joining me tonight. We'll be here 1 week from tonight. God bless you.